16th Perek, 5th Mishnah, Ayubayda, Kigia, Lenachala, Oy, Lishvulis, of Dach Arabim. He's checking and he gets to a river, a big puddle, or a public thoroughfare. That's also a mafsik, that's a sign, that's the end of that potential burial site. Sardash Negba Rugim, Lakin Etzim Etzim Vakal Tor. If there was a field where people were killed in it, so even if the bones shroon around there, but you don't have to, you just take out the bones and you're finished, because it wasn't plowed over. Yeah. I'm a fan of Kivra Mitoch Sadeo. Like an Etzim Etzim, also if there's a kever in the field and he wants to move into another place, he has a heter to do it, and as long as he finds all the bones that he sees, then whatever's after that is Torah. Bosh Matin Lutaych and the Fallen by Arugim, if there's a pit in the ground which they throw dead babies, infants, stillborn infants or people that were killed. Also over there, Malakat Etzim Etzim Akal Torah, once he takes out all the visually seen bones, then you can assume it's Torah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Miskinu L'Kev Mitchila, Yesh Lo Tvusa. He says if the place was set up as a burial area, then it has Tvusa, which means the earth also has a certain level of Tumah. The Maisa, we don't pass in the language.